items.
You're with Off the Bench for the smooth barista-made coffee from a cafe for tyre power, excuse me. The best buys on big brand sale is on now. But Pixie, at this time every week, as always, it's time for...
Off the Record.
Google search what David Erner warns.
If the AFL, I tell you what, that would set the cat among the crow's pigeons.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Fellow Aussie Thanasi. Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, sure, young Sammy.
Sam.
How old, Sammy?
49.
There you go.
You're 49.
Yes.
Oh, it's beg your pardon.
Standing in the fact that grand finals don't come around every year.
So, boys, this is not the time for false humidity.
We've got plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up after this.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. See your room change in an instant with Room View by Choices Flooring. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today.
You sure can, Pixie. You can see your room view change in an instant with Room View by Choices Flooring. Choices Flooring right around Australia, wherever we go, they are. Choicesflooring.com.au, Pixie. And the floor is yours, mate.
Thank you, Craig. Right. Thank you, Craig. Let's start off with Australian Open tennis time, of course. When it's tennis time, a lot of complicated names come out. A lot of overs and the like that come out from overseas. The newsroom not having anything about pronouncing this name until old Jordan Tunbridge did that. He had a bit of a go, though.
A little-known Russian tennis player is through to the Australian Open semi-finals. Jordan Tunbridge reports from Melbourne Park.
Aslan Karatsev's dream run at the Australian Open continues.
Fantastic performance, Jordan.
Well done.
And the newsreader was smart. I would have done what she did, too. A little-known Russian.
He rang and said, listen, I've got this. What I need you to say is little-known.
Little-known.
And I'll just come in and go, bang.
Exactly right. Well done. Well done, Jordan. Right, in the quiz last week, one of our contestants got a little bit confused.
Question number three. Tom Brady won his seventh Super Bowl on Monday. How many Super Bowl MVPs has he now got?
Eight.
Yeah, that wasn't ideal.
He won twice in one of the games, I think.
Yeah, he did. He must have. Right. Awesome job by the boys to get Damien Hardwick during this week on for a chat for breakfast. There's an elephant in the room, of course, which they needed to address off the top. So the footy world was listening. Gary makes the big intro, and here's how it went.
So I guess we start by asking you, how has that played out from your own point of view, your change of circumstances and the impact that you see that it has had on the Richmond Footy Club?
Sorry, guys, it dropped out of you there.
You have to redo the whole thing again after a big wind-up. Oh, stiff.
Oh, no.
Stiff, Facebook in the news, Hutch, as you know, and our own Meredith Gibbs had her own spin on the name of the founder.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he'll speak with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg again this morning.
Yeah. Zuckerberg.
Wasn't much in it.
Not much in it. Borderline call. I went to the DRS.
Hey, Pix.
Finger was out. Umpire's call.
As Meredith would say, it's complicated.
It is. It is indeed. While we're at it, Shaq put his own spin on the name of Victor. What's his last name, Craig? Let's have a listen.
And then new players that, you know, don't really know each other. You know, this is new for John. This is new for Victor Oladipo, but
Oladipo.
Oladipo.
There you go. I missed this one earlier. Sorry. Dylan Buckley had Alistair Clarkson on his show this week, but just couldn't quite work out where Clarko was from.
So going back to that boy from, is it Kavina or Kavina?
Kniva.
Okay, neither.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So,
Kavina or Kavina, can either. Come on. Right, reporting on the crowds at the tennis this week. This is Robbie Waters, my brother-in-law, who's staying at my joint tonight. Went off topic and started, he's talking about the crowds at the tennis. And he goes off topic, he goes wandering off into cricket.
Here's what the Premier, Dan Andrews, had to say earlier today.
We'll have further announcements to make about those as the day unfolds.
Well, I hope they get on with it. Still, cricket's here, and Australian Open officials have a very, very busy night ahead of them.
Got no idea where the cricket came from. Cricket is here, so is the tennis.
What's the grab? Is this what he said earlier? I'll have something to say later.
Basically, yeah. Tim Watson, a bit of a tongue twister here while chatting to Bobby and Andy.
What about this, Bobby? You happy with this? Whit Noble set to become our first mass vaccination hub. Did you ever think you'd see the day when you'd be thinking of Whit Noble as a vaccination hub?
Well, vaccination, that kind of works.
That works all right. Now, TJ, Tony yeah, Jones.
You've got to listen to this.
He didn't realise his mic was on. I mean, he's been doing 6 or 7 hours of tennis a day at least. Might be doing 8 hours.
Good as it gets.
So TJ doesn't realise he's left his mics on, right, during the tennis last week. No damage was done. All he really wanted was a coffee. If you can just see if you can pick this up in the background.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season as a top 10 player. And she doesn't need any more money, does she?
She's plenty
in the bank balance.
Extra hot skinny latte, large.
Extra hot skinny latte, large.
I want to back over this. TJ's ordered an extra hot skinny latte.
Yep.
On air, not knowing he's on air.
Correct.
There's a little bit of condescending of why haven't we got one yet already about the
setup. Yeah, like, is it too early, he said.
Do you reckon we could get a coffee around here? I reckon there's almost... Have another listen to the front of it.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season
as
a top 10 player. And she doesn't need any more money, does she?
She's plenty
in the bank balance.
Extra hot skinny latte, large.
You're on, Tony. You're on. You're on. DJ, Choppers, you're on.
It's not like there's someone there dedicated to go get the coffee. He's had to actually ask someone doing someone another
in.
Role.
He muscled someone in.
He has.
He's got the boom. The guy holding the boom. Go and get me a big coffee. Extra large.
It's too early.
Large. Skinny.
He taught it too.
He did. Right. Now, we said this earlier. We played this. We pick up. Our audience picks up when the traffic guys make mistakes. Mm-hmm. This is what went down earlier.
Building works at Heidelberg on Burgundy Street. It's close between Upper Hildeburg Road and Lower Hildeburg Road.
Yep.
So we picked it up. We pointed it out. We derived it, really?
Yep.
Is that the right? Derived? No. What's the word? Anyway, we had a bit of a sneaky go at the guy. This is what he did straight afterwards, the next break.
Building works at Heidelberg on Burgundy Street. It's closed between Upper Heidelberg Road and Lower Heidelberg Road.
So there you go. He got it right the second time, didn't he? Well done. He's listening. He's listening to the feedback. And it's the feedback not from us. The feedback is from our listening audience.
I reckon it went from 11 stations simultaneously.
Yeah, it did.
Yep.
It went through. It's the general feed that goes to everybody.
He said it on so many stations.
There was actually
a build-up of traffic on Hildeburg Road.
There was.
As a result, even though there isn't a Hildeburg Road.
A Hutchosaurus time, thank you.
On Off the Bench, it's time to consult the Hutchosaurus.
You had a close call today. Lucky I found some Palmolive.
I'm the last of the philanthropists.
I have to need barbecue. And on 11-18,
Rocky? Is it Rocky or Rake?
Yeah, it's Rocky, Hutch. It's Rocky.
It's a bullying segment, this.
Oh.
It really is.
You do the first 2 hours as bullying me. Oh, no. And then the first half an hour of the last hour when you're bullying me about the quiz. Like, it's my fault. Hutchie, this is you last week.
We had a query earlier, Daz, to tie it out with you about, I think it was it Bell Reynard?
Bell Reynard?
Bell Reynolds.
Oh, Craig.
It's bullying.
It isn't bullying. It's just picking up your mistakes, and there are lots of them. There are lots of them.
It's not fair.
That's me done today.
That's your off the record.
Contribution, really.
Why don't we hear the any other union guy anymore, by the way? What happened to him?
Because the boys haven't been picking up any Bill Lorries. Although I did get a
have
few sent to me.
Have you got the union at the back on files here? But I think a lot of...
Yeah. Every other union! Every other union!
Yeah, we've got to get a few more Bill Lorries. We used it last week.
The No Mosque?
Oh,
can you find the No Mosque for us?
He won't have that.
Zipper?
That's been... Button's took that with
want,
him.
What do we want, No Moss? When do we want him now? It's one of my favourites.
No, I think Button's took it.
On the Channel 10 News.
Button's took it with him.
No Moss!
Give one more go of that, Zip.
No Moss!
That was in Bendigo, wasn't it?
Do they want No Moss? Or do they want him now? I'm not sure. of course, you can see your room change in an instant with Room View by Choices Flooring. Visit choicesflooring.com.au. Dealer's choice into the break, picks.
Yeah.
A little bit of a...
I'll leave it up to the Zipper.
What are you waiting for?
Like you do, like you do, like you do.
Love me like you do. Lolo, love me like you do.
That's nice.
Touch me like you do.
Okay.
Touch me like you do.
Right.
What are you waiting for?
This is Off the Bench for McDonald's. Macca's drive-thru. Fast, safe, contact-free. And for Tyre Power, get your free 5-minute safety check.
Want to win?